always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy Frog
and your boy
what's your Don name? Christian. We are chilling.
I think
you are logged in.
You should probably do that without
Yada,
you eating.
The King Radio. I have nothing in my mouth right now.
You
okay?
Had something in your mouth.
That's all good. You know what I'm saying? So when it's time to get ready, I'm ready. Check it out, man.
Let's go. Are you ready?
We chilling. Your homie Frog back there. Working on a lot of stuff, man. We actually been working on updating the website, so yada.king.com. It's gonna be up and running pretty soon. But you can always catch us on the live streaming, you know what I'm saying, on yada.king.com. Frog, what's up with you, man?
What's up with me?
Yeah, what's been up with you?
Man, I've been real busy trying to catch up in school, trying to get this website stuff cracking. Baby's about to pop out.
That's right.
So you know,
child is coming. Oh man, yeah. It should be coming this week, right?
Possibility, yeah. If my wife can hold on.
Okay, so that's what's up, man. So pray for the Chafers, you know what I'm saying, or the Frog family. My bad.
The Tadpoles.
Yeah, pray for the Frog family and the Tadpoles, man, as they got that new child coming in. Also,
you did.
We just got done with the homie RTL's release party, man, and it was nice, bro.
That was cracking.
It was nice.
That's the first time I actually let my hair loose and get crazy on the stage.
I would say this. Frog almost didn't make the show because of some circumstances.
My car had almost shut down on me because one of the serpentine belts had popped off, so I had to put it back on.
Yeah, so that was a beast. So he barely makes it before his set. He gets up there and goes bananas, yo. I would have to say this is probably the most energetic I've ever seen you rapping, bro.
Praise the Lord.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we went in. We had a great time. There was a lot of people that enjoyed it, ministered. They were ministered to. RTL just
Shout
dropped
out
his
to
new album.
Everyone that came out. A lot of people came from Bremerton, which is across the water. Shout out to Coffee Oasis for making it out there. Eddie Jones showed up in the building.
Okay.
There was a lot of people there, man. And then not only that, there was actually a fundraiser for Tacoma Missions. And they were doing, it's like a food fundraiser.
And what'd you win, Frog?
I actually won the Madden, man.
Okay, so
well, technically, I didn't win it, but everybody says I swindled this dude out of it. But we got it in, but a lot of stuff happened, man. It was very good. A lot of food was donated, so, you know, what we about to do?
Man, we gonna hop into this cut. My homie, my sister, C-Rob, from the West Side.
Yeah.
The song is called Not the Same Chick. All the ladies that say you ain't the same no more because you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Let's get it in.
Love. Ladies, this sounds like your anthem right here. See, people don't understand. I'm not that same chick. I'm not the same chick. Not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. I'm talking first class. You talking very broke. I'm talking Prada bags. You got that little faith, but you cannot be mad. I balls hard, all courtesy. I'm a dad. He owns 1,000 heels. Long as I'm in his wheel, long as I keep it real, it's time to make the deal to get these souls fed. Cause sin is so dead. So it's time to get the paper. That means more bread. I changed my attitude. I got some work to do. I changed my latitude. I am not mad at you. It boils down to you snooze, you lose. Time out for excuses or crying the blues. Cause my daddy's so good, I gotta boast and brag. That's why I walk up in the place with immaculate swag. High heels posted with the cross on my back. You either love it or you hate it, can't do nothing with that.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket.
Talking little schemes, I'm talking bigger dreams. I'm talking taking over blocks using whole teams. 50,000 queens, making moves on point like laser beams. I'm talking greater things, like you will not believe, that you cannot believe, cause it has not been seen. I ran 100 miles, but I am not fatigued. I play this game to win, just like Monopoly. There ain't no stopping me, cause I'm the old you, in the new mood, I'm the new you. I'ma do me, you can do you, but if I were you, I would do the new you. Baptized in his name, so when you do you, you can keep him in your ear like a Bluetooth. I told your eyes ain't seen or heard, I am not that same chick walking the word.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language.
You talking so loud, I'm talking so loud. You talking just a few, I'm talking so loud. You talking just a little, I'm talking whole crowds. With my daddy's words coming out my mouth. You talking just buildings, I'm talking seeing clouds. Doing it big with many freaking fire miles. I'm on some hot wings, doing some God things. Trying to pop things, but I am not things. Although I got things, I'm on this rock thing. Time to preach it in the streets on some block things. Pimps, prostitutes, hustlers, and rock fiends. Trying to get a dose of everything the rock brings. I came to rock things, I came to lock things. I came to do it big, Biggie and pop things. For the kingdom now, setting up shop things. You ain't trying to hear me, but it don't stop things.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language.
Yes, sir. What it do, man? This is Velvet over here on Yada Da King Radio. Just giving a shout out to DJ Don Christian and Frog. Y'all keep your head up. Keep lifting up the name of the Lord. And make sure you tell these young brothers and young sisters, stop walking around the streets with their Lil Bruh shirt on. Peace.
They gon' Soulja Boy, let them Soulja Boy to this. Go. Yeah. It's your boy. Fidel.
Man, I wish you would do what I do. Move, move for I could. Do what I do. Move, move for I.
Jesus coming soon. Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Jesus coming soon. Tell a friend.
Man, I wish you would do what I do. Move, move for I could. Do what I do. Move, move for I.
Jesus coming soon. Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Jesus coming soon. Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Screaming in the room, full of whoever. That's just how we do. Ain't ashamed of the truth. Here's coming like truth.
Jesus coming soon.
It's like we got it on loop. All glory to the Lord. He picked me out that mall, equipped me so I'm built to last life for. I carry a sword. It got two edges, just in case the one under my feet wanna test this. My words so precious, so I watch what I say, cause I have what I say. And this is the day the Lord has made. I rejoice cause I'm saved. That price been paid, debt free like Bill Gates.
Man, man, I wish you would do what I do. Move, move for I could. Do what I do. Move, move for I.
In this war full of clones, I talk to the streets, I gotta live it at home. I ain't saying that it's easy, I'm just saying that it's wrong. That's why it's grace from the throne. Strength in our weakness, that's why I feel hope in my veins when I speak this. Cause when I get down, he picks me up. And when I get dirty, he
me up is love. That's why I got this drug. That's why I got this drug. I serve a good God. Got him saying good God. And he coming soon. And it ain't that good, y'all. Man, man, I wish you would. Do what I do. Move, move, I do. Do what I do.
Yeah, I just arrived.
So what did you do to get into heaven?
Well, I don't know. I found a wallet once with $1,000 in it and returned it all to the owner.
Ever think what it would be like if we got to heaven by being good?
Is that all?
Well, what did you do to get in?
I put my boy through college by unselfishly working every weekend for 10 years making bean dip to sell at the flea market.
Wow.
That's nothing. I invented the cure for placebositis, which saved the lives of thousands of people who didn't even know they were sick.
Ooh. Wait a minute. I single-handedly took on 12 gang members to protect a little old lady.
Wow. When did you do that?
About a minute ago.
The Bible makes it clear that heaven is a gift from God to those who trust Him. It's not something we earn or deserve. Heaven won't be filled with proud or boastful people.
You know, I never thought heaven would be so hot.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Christian hip-hop has emerged at thesouth.com, the online source for everything Christian hip-hop. That's DASOUTH.com. Free music downloads, leaks, news, CD reviews, and your very own community profile. At thesouth.com, you can shop the hip-hop music store, listen to Christian hip-hop radio, watch videos on the TV network, all at thesouth.com. That's DASOUTH.com. The life in hip hop.
Yo, that was the homie Fidel. Song is called Tell a Friend. And
tell them.
We definitely tell the friends
we
about
want you to
Jesus.
Go tell your friends. Tell your friends about Jesus right now.
Yeah, if you can. Matter of fact, man, I was on the phone a long time last night trying to minister to somebody. So I just woke up from a nap.
How many hours?
Man, I was on the phone for 3 hours. But forget about me. We got the homie Breathe Life radio hosts, Kindred and Q-Heem on the line. Say what's up to all the podcast people, man.
Oh, boy.
That's
Q-Heem.
Hey, Kindred, you still there?
No, I'm not here.
All right, he's out of this world, and P Fox is out the box, as I always say.
The box.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Q-Heem.
All right, it's your boy Q-Heem the Redeemed. Kindred is behind the camera, and my homegirl P Fox is either in the box or out the box. She's she's an official Breathe Life. She's a Breathe Life camera person, man. She be flicking it up real tough and taking all the pictures that you see, or most of the pictures that y'all see on the Breathe Life site.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. So tight, P-Fox. Tight.
Dope. So we was just like, you know, P-Fox is outside the box.
So P-Fox is actually a part of Breathe Life Radio, right?
Oh, yeah.
So tell me, who's the one that messed up in not getting her on the phone? Whose fault was that?
Kendrick, you want me to? I can try and hit her up. I'll take responsibility for that. You want me to see if I can get P-Fox? Let's get P-Fox in the box.
What we can do, we can get P-Fox in the box in the next segment.
Yeah.
Right now, what we really want to do is, it's actually your turn. I'm going to let you go ahead and ask the question.
I'll go ahead and ask Kendrick, yeah. Man. Since you haven't been on the show, we've heard a little bit about Q-Heem's testimony.
We actually heard a lot about Q-Heem.
Kendrick, can you tell the people about your testimony, man, how God changed your life and what He's doing in your life today, man?
You've heard a lot about Q-Heem's testimony because God has brought him from a long way, and I praise God for that. That's my best friend on the phone, and the other reason is because he talks too much. As far as where I come from, you know, I
don't rap no more. Anyway, go ahead.
Same time, man. Where do I come from? I grew up in the church, so my testimony is I didn't think I needed God. Wow. I was one who, based on how my mom brought me up, prior to my parents, my mother and stepfather going to church, My mom raised me, you know, quote unquote, good. So, you know, I got along with everybody, got good grades, all that stuff. So, I, you know, wasn't in the streets, didn't have, I don't have that all these horrible things I did as a child testimony. So I didn't think I needed God. You know, fornicated with the best of them, but because I wasn't lying to hop into bed with folks, I figured I was all right. I didn't, you know, I figured I didn't need God. And as you watch, you know, the lives of people around you begin to change, that was one of my wake up calls. You know, it wasn't all the bad that happened to me that caused me to begin to change. It was all the bad that I saw happening to people around me that were doing the same things I was doing, that caused me to change.
Yeah. Dope, man. So it was just God just kind of tugged on your heart because the people that were around you, man. And what have you been doing as of late, man? I like to get into the testimony, not just how you got saved, but what has God been revealing to you since you've been saved so that you can continue to grow in Him?
Praise God. One of the things that I really praise God for choosing Q-Heem and I to build what we have here with Breathe Life Radio is it's allowed us to see the good and the bad of faith-based entertainment. It's allowed us to the opportunity to, in effect, see the good and the bad in people in general, like through experience, not just that you know there's good and bad in everybody, but to actually have experiences where people say one thing and do another, where people, you know, find themselves being challenged by what God calls you to put out there and share, and to see their responses, whether it be positive or negative.
Right.
Them lashing back at you as though you are the one, you know. I'll give you an example. My latest gripe, I guess you would say, is you know, this the Christian buzz phrase of "Don't judge me, only God can judge me."
Right.
And that is something that not only do I have to walk it out, you know what I'm saying, and be able to say, okay, I know the Bible calls us to be blameless, if you will. And it's not to say that certainly is something that we can attain, but it's definitely something that we strive for.
Mm-hmm.
Using a commonly used scripture, be perfect as I am perfect. That's not Christ saying that you can be perfect. That's Christ saying, once you think you're there, realize that you're not and continue to strive. So, you know, you get people that say, you know, when you call them on their mess, you know, someone will jump on the internet, for example, which is where a lot of Breathe Life Radio's ministry occurs. They'll jump on the internet and, you know, swing their Bible upside somebody's head about, you know, from a legalistic approach about how they should be. And then when you say to that person, hey, man, you know, you're right scripturally, but you got to approach your family in love, man. You can't just, you know, pick up a Bible and whack them over the head. You know, you have to be able to take some time, establish a relationship. Iron sharpens iron, so does a man sharpen the countenance of his friends. Of his friends.
Your neighbor,
you know what I'm saying?
Neighbor Bible study.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
So it's just an opportunity to reach out to others. And then, of course, I got to make sure to keep myself right so that, you know, when I'm saying to somebody, hey, man, you might want to check yourself on that. That's not in line with the word. And they say, well, what about you? I'm able to say, well, praise God, it's not about me.
Yeah.
But what about me? You know?
So check this out, man. This is what we're going to do. We're going to be right back with Breathe Life Radio. We're going to hop into this track from Everyday Process called Fire. And we're going to get it in on Yada, the King Radio. Let's go.
Your boy's got a spit game. It's just the joy to honor his name. Fire in my bones, hot like a big flame. It can't even be put out when it rains. I got a disdain for this dang sin thing. Folk think I'm insane, cause it don't rhyme, cause it's the end thing. Ain't trying to get made with spin changes, all cause of a fire and desire, like Rick James. Teamed up with Tina Marie. The king did his thing and redeemed us for free. Actually not, it cost a whole lot. Love made the blood flow from Christ, he lost a whole lot. The internal act is like a furnace that burns at that temperature that can't be measured, cause it registers off the thermostat.
choices. I'm following the blueprint. Exclusive to Cross is still fueling the movement. The foolish are ruthless, induced by what's useless. Refuting the truth in pursuit of amusement. Black car, fast cars, and they juice spin. We ain't no one's rap rock stars, so they view spin. That's cool, you don't even have to nuke him to know the kid's hot in the rain of fame to cool him. The gospel got me human as in Houston. No longer like the X-Men, but still they call me mutant. Outcasts, ostracized, labeled nuisance, cause we preach the living words of Christ in the true sense. I tried to keep silent like Mutant, but that was fine to the bone marrow like fusion. Many captives still they refuse it, so why hold back the one truth that can lose them? Love using sonar. They perplex, how's he burn without skin tar? It's just a metaphor, I'm overjoyed on my sin scar. Can't keep it to myself, Christ took the time. I gotta share the truth, I've been delivered like postcards.
See, we've been saved from a trap, and that's more valuable than a safe full of cash. What we faced was in fact a fate worse than gargling and swallowing gasoline chased with a match. Homie, praise him for that. See, we know he's a hero with no cape on his back. Why rock? When he's great to the fact, can't suppress his message, so I spread it. That's right, he's the blaze, I'm the match.
I'm on fire. Can't leave it alone. Like 3rd degree heat to my bones. Till the heat and find true what I've known. And your glory is shown. Rest to the day we are home.
What's good?
What it up?
This is your boy Frog, and you've tuned in to Yada the King Radio.
You can hear me from a mile away. Homie, catch me in my whip leaning. You feel them subs thumping and you hear them tweeters screaming. Got no time to waste, soon as we show up in the place, they like pump, pump off the bass. Only by his grace that we rocking on that stage. Driving on a narrow path, you could say I'm in a race. So if you is a rider in that Lexus or that Honda, please throw in that frontliners and you know it's I quit music, but I never was a quitter. And them liners never follow, so just follow us on Twitter. While you chilling in the back with your face all bitter. If the music's too loud, baby, cry me a river. Pump up the bass when that beat comes on, homie, scrunch up your face. You know how we do it when we step up in the building. If you hate and chop and screw it, we don't never catch no feelings. We just
shades on, my seat laid back, cruising through your hood, speakers bumping in the back. We bump that life music, that get it right music. Yeah, that's how we like to do it. I'm on that show Baraka, I turn my life up. We increase the voltage, turn our light up. We turn the sin down, we making a statement. We turn the sin down, we speak to the nations, embracing impatience. We building them up, they sick, they impatient, so we healing them up. More than lip service, so stay equipped, servants. Though they mock us, they can't stop us, stop us. I'm Dark Knight with it, fearless. I'm left, right with it, marching. If we don't ever blow, I'm all right with it. So when your city's shaking, bass moving the crowd, don't look for a car, I'm just living out loud.
Hey,
pump up the bass.
coming with that, roll your window down, let that bass bang.
Throw that bass high and your faith too. If the bass is loud and we ain't,
then we ain't being faithful.
Got a gift I don't deserve, whistle standing grateful. My life is like the baseline, I hit him with the face full. How ironic and perfect but still bionic, with a boldness that has started a riot. Whistle starting fires, I'm getting higher in my horizon. The temperature's rising up in this booth as we let this bass boom. Some say that they all about the truth, but they all about the loop. Please don't confuse the two, and I am not Triple H, please don't confuse the two. If you see a lot of fakers, homie, I am with you. Mama ain't raised no fool, I let that bass bang, but not enough to let my trunk rattle, that is not cool.
We pump up the bass. That was Frontliners, Pump Up the Bass.
That's right. And this is your boy Frog and Don Christian.
So when you see us, homie, scrunch up your face.
Radio show.
You did. But check it out. We are here with Kendrick and Q-Heen. Man, we want to ask you guys real quick, how did Breathe Life Radio come to any?
How did they start? How did it begin?
Man, Breathe Life started first with Kendrick. He got it cracking, got, I think it was called something else before, and he could tell you the story about that, but man, he got it cracking, and you know what I mean, got the radio show going, and then I came on as a guest, as just a guest on the show, and it just happened to gel so good, it worked so well, to where we just, I became the co-host. And then we start doing our 5-minute shorts on the videos, and you know what I mean? Just in that, man, when you got two great minds coming together, man, under anointing, you have something great happening. And so it just created a lot of buzz, and now here we are, BreatheLifeRadio.com.
Dope. BreatheLifeRadio.com, man. And since I know you're one of the hosts on there, what are you guys trying to portray? If you could say the purpose of Breathe Life Radio in a nutshell for you, what would that be?
Well, for me, Q-Heem, I think that we're just trying to get the glory of God, get people to see something that they don't normally see. You know what I mean? Kind of like here in the prayer area, we want to just see, want people to see Jesus from our angle, that it is a remnant out here that doesn't look like the average church guy. But they're actually giving glory to God. Lives are being changed, and so we want to show people the remnant. The Bible says that God always kept a remnant for Himself, and so we want to be the vehicle to show people that remnant. You know what I mean? And so that's what we've been up to.
Dope. Frog, you got any questions for Breathe Life Radio, man? Your boy Q Hume. That means no. No, listen, man. Come on, Frog. You got to stay ready, baby.
I'm sorry, man. I'm doing a whole lot right now.
All right, Breathe.
So I apologize, Breathe Life Radio, Q-Heem. I mean, I talk to Q-Heem almost on a daily.
That's cool. That's all good.
Or not a daily, but I talk to him a lot because we, at least once a week, because we get into it about our football teams colliding. And you know what I'm saying? And there you go.
Oh, yeah. You started it, too.
I did not start it.
You started it, too.
You started it last year. Last year, you said our 49ers, my 49ers are going to whoop on your Seahawks. And I would say the first game, I think it was the first game you guys did beat us, but then we got some retribution when you came to Quest Field and
we stomped on you guys.
Oh,
yeah, when we had Hasselbeck
back. Yeah, the first game, you guys took Hasselbeck at the squad, but it's all good. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks, but I don't know, but it might happen again. I don't know. There were some changes that was made, but we'll see.
I don't know, bro.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, bro.
I'm back, y'all.
I love that, dog. All right, man. What happened, bro?
Okay, cool. Kendrick is back.
Man, okay.
My youngest daughter took my pit bull for a walk, and I just had my neighbors from the complex that came down and knocked on the door saying that my dog
attacked their dog. So I was actually outside talking to them. Everything's cool. I guess they expected me to be some angry ghetto pit bull owner and made peace. Everything's cool. I'm sorry. I hit you. I put you guys on mute and had to deal with neighbors and make sure somebody wasn't trying to call animal control on my dog, who is the sweetest thing in the world.
Nah, that's what's up. Look, check it out. Kendra, we were asking about Breathe Life Radio. We really asked, how did that start? Kuhin put his point of view in. Tell him, you know what I'm saying, why, how did Breathe Life Radio come to pass?
When I accepted Christ, I realized the influence that music was having on my life.
Yeah.
And so I wanted a change. I wanted something different, and decided to go hunting out Christian rap. The artist, the first CD that I listened to, the first CD that I wore a groove into it, even though you can't wear a groove in a CD, was Lecrae's Real Talk.
Real Talk.
As my collection began to grow, I said, okay, Lord, well, I got all this music. I'm not a rapper. I'm not a singer. What do you want me to do with this? And he gave me the vision of an actual rather large vision, one which included a radio show. Here's a little piece of history. I don't know if Kuhin knows this one or not. The original show was actually called Rapture Ready Radio.
Wow.
How corny is that? Oh, you didn't? Okay. As excited as I was about that, I firmly believe that the Lord, you know, had me by my belt loop with me running in place, because that's not world friendly. That's you know, speaking to and preaching to the choir, so to speak. That's saying that we're set up for believers, and that's not what God called me to build. It's for us, for believers and non-believers, if you will. And so it needed to be something that was a little more listener friendly. Regardless of whether you do or don't know Christ, we're here to breathe life, and that's where Breathe Life Radio came from.
And that's hot. Not saying that Kuhin's definition wasn't hot, but you know how it is sometimes. We just want to find out, you know, a little bit about that. And at the, I asked Kuhin, I'm gonna ask you as well. At the end of the day, what do you want people to walk away with after they hear Breathe Life Radio?
A desire to come back and listen again.
Hallelujah.
Can I get an amen?
No. I think in all that we try and do, even when we make quote-unquote mistakes, and I don't know if Hugh has had the question as well. If he hasn't, I'd like him to also share, because, you know, this is something that we definitely do together. My desire is that they come away being encouraged with who they are in Christ, even if they disagree with something that we may present. For example, we recently did episode Bizzle, and the gist of that episode, we said to believers, you know, leave Bizzle alone. And you know, folks will have to go to BreatheLifeRadio.com, click on radio, scroll down, find episode Bizzle, and take a listen to get the full gist of the episode. But there were people that you know, their toes kind of got stepped on with us saying, leave Bizzle alone. And we had a scriptural foundation, a reason for why we did that. And so our hope is that in what we do, that it encourages them, it challenges them to have an introspective approach to Christ. Like, not who are they in Christ, but who, you know, pointing at other people, but who am I in Christ?
Right. Now, where is you guys' radio show located? And let's say somebody wanted to hear your show, how can they do that?
Go ahead, Q. What's that?
Go ahead, Q.
Our radio show, like the location would be Vallejo, California. You know what I mean? If you want to hear that temple, you got to just go to BreatheLifeRadio.com. And all of my folks that's in the chat room, if y'all can give them that link, www.BreatheLifeRadio.com. And you can always go on and peep it out. You know what I mean?
dope, man. And we got
your boy Don Christian. He's supposed to show us how to podcast. He go holler at Kendrick, and they gonna get together, and we gonna be podcasting pretty soon here.
Man, we gonna get you guys up and running, man, because I know y'all need that podcast. I need that on the go. You know what I'm saying? On the go phone, you dig? So check it out. This is what we're doing. We chilling with the homies, Breathe Life Radio. The hosts, who we got? What's the host names from? Q-Heem and Kendrick.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to get you know, talking a little bit. But anyways, we just chilling, man. Not really.
Yes,
not,
I have.
Not in the podcast.
Oh.
Okay. Podcast people ain't heard you today, baby. All right. So I got a question for Frog. Where you at, man?
Right here, man.
Okay, he's still here with us, man. And you don't go nowhere. We're going to get into this next segment on the podcast, and we're going to talk about sellout or being sold out. Which one are you? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get into that real heavy, man.
That's right.
Shouts out to the homie FilmTimePro.com. The homie Marcel, he came up with the topic. And we go hard for the king. So you know we sold out. You dig? Let's go. On Yada That King Radio. George Moss, go hard.
If you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard. Go hard. Go hard. Go hard. Go hard. Or I'ma go home. Go home. Go home.
It's just where I'm at right now. First, let me apologize to the fans that's been waiting in the waiting room. While I was away, I was training in the weight room. Over time, my faith grew. I think I had a breakthrough. But this is stuff that won't be televised on the late news. My A game, I'm on it. I'm learning that my opponent is many different components. I really need to expose it, cause he's killing people every day and they got no clue. But I read the end of the story and we do not lose. This here's a new year. There's so much to do here. Need a couple witnesses. I hope I got a few here, cause I could kick my feet up and just watch it all happen. Honestly, I would be fine if I was not rapping. But evil's on the grind, so I'm gonna be on my grind too. He does a good job hypnotizing us with pop. So with this, I'm telling Satan that I see right through your costume. And I won't stop until Jesus is raining like a monsoon.
And nobody's telling me different. I'm getting in how I'm living. And if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires down the old. Until I retire, I'ma go hard.
Man, I wish I could tell you this was easy.
Go hard, go hard.
But it's not.
Go home, go home.
It's hard work right now.
Go home,
yeah, and I'm so ready. All my life they've been telling me, G, slow down. But the end of this mission is so close now. So I'm up early with the plow to the ground. And I shine like the moon when the sun goes down. That means I'm just reflecting light. I'm not the source when I shine. I'm modern day John the Baptist. Just so happens I rhyme. But seek the truth or you'll find in chapter 15:5 that in order to bear fruit you must connect to the vine. That's why I'm so committed. Don't speak it if I really don't live it. I'll be honest that I struggle with sinning. I ain't perfect, I'm the first to admit it. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff on my plate. Got a lot of big plans, a lot of moves to make. Got a lot of people telling me to take a break. But I can't cause there's so many lives at stake. I'm on the road with the spring, summer, and fall. So when my phone rings, I'm there to answer the call. Though someone has seen me get fatigued, secretly waiting for me to fall. I ain't tired at all, let's get it on.
I go hard, and nobody's telling me different. I'm getting in how I'm living. And if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard.
Aware that I don't share the popular view, but I ain't here to judge, I'm here to tell you the truth. Rather you take it or leave it, that choice is for you. Either way, it's all in vain if you don't put it to use. See, a life of following Christ is not painless. And you ain't gotta be Einstein, but it's not brainless. When I explain this, people claim I'm out of my mind. Why I eat this piece of bread and take a sip of the wine? But if this cup means that I will be rejected and persecuted, I pray that it's taken from me, yet willing to go through it. The truth has been so diluted, society's so polluted. Where a noble man is mocked, yet his killer will get saluted. Don't take much from me to prove it, especially with this music. But no matter what, I know that it's destined to be disputed. But with more love than Cupid, I'ma grind till it's concluded. Plus I already promised my mama I'm gonna
do it. I go hard, and nobody's telling me different. I'm getting in how I'm living. And if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause
cause I'm riding like four tires down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard.
Yeah, for the past 2 years, I felt like I just been running on a treadmill, but
hard, I'ma go home.
Feels like I'm off the treadmill, yeah, to the races now.
Just for you. If you're looking for some great promotion for a low price, well, check it out. We got $50 for 4 months going on right now.
Yo, wait. You mean like I get 16 episodes on the Yada That King with my promo?
Yeah, that's right, man. You get that here. Just $50 for 4 months, man. 16 episodes. Now, back to the program.
We chasing after God's love, and that was George Lott on the Yada That King radio show. And we kicking it with the homies, Breathe Life Radio. They ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We all for the king, man. But we're going to get into a big, big topic. And I'm going to chop it up. I'm going to have Kendrick say this first. What does it mean if somebody is a sellout? And what does it mean when somebody is sold out? Can you give them the real on Yada That King?
I'm not even saved, bro. I don't know how to answer that. Just kidding. To be a sellout, are you, I guess I should ask, are you referencing what we had typed in one of the public service announcements, or just general question? I think we had touched on that. Just a general question. To be a sellout basically is not necessarily being committed. You're kind of blowing with the wind, you know what I'm saying? Like you shift according to how other things shift. You follow the crowd. You aren't, no commitment. You're not committed. No stick to it. No gumption. And did you want me to do sold out as well?
Yeah, sold out as well.
Yeah, we want you to expound on that though. Get it in. We got a good amount of time.
And to be sold out, man, y'all caught me unpreparedness. I ain't got no scriptural references. And to be sold out basically is in effect to be committed. Most of us in the chat room, a lot of you I know you personally, some of you I don't, but you know what I'm saying? I see your fruit in how you minister, whether it be through internet or having heard you, on tracks or whatnot. Definitely my Yada That King family. Sold out basically is to be committed, is to stand for this thing, even if you stand alone. Mm. And by alone, I don't necessarily mean without Christ. I mean, if no other man stands with you in standing for Christ, you're sold out for this thing. It's about the gospel, regardless of what you face. Yeah. So it's in effect, to me, it's like saying you're either committed or you're not committed. So you're either sold out, you're either committed, or you're a sellout, you're not committed.
Right. Okay, man. So we're gonna shoot it to the homie Q-Heen, and we want you to expound on that as well. Sell out or sold out? What does that mean?
Well, it means to me, well, I think I take a position kind of out of grace. I think that somebody is a sellout, not if they make a mistake or if they make a mistake in the faith, but if they don't come to repentance, then you sold out because you didn't take the way out. You know what I mean? The way out is repent, turn from that thing. Not most people, they say, oh, you sold out because you made a mistake or because you did something wrong, so now you're a sellout. So I take the position that you sell out when you do what Jesus told you to do. You know what I mean? Admit when you're wrong. Admit when you've made a mistake, and then you're good. Yeah. You know what I mean? But somebody that is somebody that is sold out, it's meaning that they're stuck to that process.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Of constantly renewing their mind, constantly getting better, constantly going from glory to glory, constantly reaching towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. You know what I mean? That's somebody that's sold out for the Lord, constantly stretching and to get better.
And that's typical Breathe Life Radio fashion, that me and my partner see them differently, but communicate the same message.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important that we as Christians, like I said, I was chopping it up with the homie, filmtimepro.com. His name is Marcel. He was, we were chopping it up, and like we was on the phone for like an hour, and he was like, man, you know, some people are sellouts and they're not sold out to God. But he said, if you're sold out to God, you won't sell out. If you have a relationship with God that says, hey, God, no matter what is going on in my life, God, I'm going to do it your way, then I won't sell out. So let's say if somebody has a true relationship with God, they are under the anointing of God, they're getting the influence of God, they're not going to be like, hey, man, they're not going to do things that are compromising their walk with God. You know, so and it's really important that we as Christians get to this point where we say, hey, well, there's a clear-cut difference between us and the world. The world is not going to accept us in every area of our life. If you are a true Christian, there's going to be a lot of people who despise you for different reasonings. You know what I'm saying? Different reasons.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have a stance for God, and that means you're sold out for God. When I used to work at my last job, there was things that people used to do and say. Me and my bro Frog heard some people say some stuff that was an attack at our Christianity, but you know, they said it kind of jokingly, so it sounded like they weren't serious. But me and Frog knew, like, dang. let's step back just a little bit, because what you said was a little bit, you know what I'm saying, crazy, right, Frog?
Yeah.
We had those experiences, but that's they attacked us because they seen the walk that we had. Even if they tried to make us upset, well, at least I didn't wild out, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I can't say that for Frog, but there was some times where I had to just walk away. The word of God clearly says.
What are you trying to say?
You did give somebody some jaw work.
Did?
At the job. Yes, you did. You...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. That's right.
He gave him some. He gave him some.
Hey, I'm going to say this. After I did, you know, let them know, not about themselves, I just let them, I had to tell them, I said, look, this was not cool, and you shouldn't have said this. But afterwards, I came back and I said, look, man, I shouldn't have talked to you that way. My fault. I shouldn't have came, you know, talked to you outside the side of my neck.
Yeah.
You know, but this is what
can
was
I keep
this
it
is,
real?
And they ended up apologizing to me too. But I mean, you know, when you take so much stuff in sometimes and you hold it in, some, you know, and it was unchristian of me to do that.
Let me say this. You know? But apologizing for what you did, that's a whole different thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what we're talking about is being sold out or selling out. We could be sold out for God, so it'll keep us from selling out. We won't have the we would just be set apart for God, man. That's what it comes down to. Frog, what you want to say about that, Jay?
I went I just real quick, because I just wanted to see what Google had to say about it. And mm-hmm. I just Googled, what does it mean to call a person a sellout? And the number one thing that popped up was, a sellout is a person who has sacrificed his morals, values, or people close to him or her purely for personal gain. And that reminds me, it's just like when you're willing to give up stuff that you believe in so like strongly on, and stuff that's a part of, like stuff that you really truly believe in. Like say you're a Christian. And your morals are, I'm not going to go and like say, like at this delivery job that we my homeboy Chamian used to have. He had to take water into a porn store
mm-hmm.
that sold porn movies. He refused to do it.
Yeah,
because he would not.
Wow.
He would not allow himself to go down there. But you know, some people, they will allow themselves to do stuff because of, hey, I might be making money in this area, I might be doing this, I'll just close my eye, or I'll just do this just so that way I can get a foot in and do something. I'm trying to think of a little bit better example.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any examples that might come up?
I
mean, because you think
there's
about
a lot,
it.
There's a lot of sellouts that we can put on blast, but I'm not trying to blast cats right now. We just trying to say...
No, I'm not trying to put nobody on... I'm talking about like a situation, like maybe putting their CD in a store that goes against stuff that we believe in. I mean, I don't know.
You right.
Know, I mean,
basically, it's going against the
like your morals.
Against the
yeah.
grain, against your morals. Grain. Now let's say if somebody says I'm a Christian and I have a stance where I won't do certain things, and let's say they told you that, like, hey, I'm not gonna do this. I'm not going to have a secular artist on my project. Why? Because I believe that their relationship with God is not tight enough to be able to minister to somebody or something like that. If somebody says that, and then the next time you hear them, it's like, hey, you got so-and-so on your album. He's a secular artist. You know, what's up with that? You know what I'm saying? They sold out. They were selling out to get what? Bigger sales. They were selling out to get people to say, hey, look, he got this person on their album. And it's more than that, because, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that But it's when you go on back on your word and say, hey, I said that I'm not going to do that. And not only that, when you say that I'm going to do what God's word says and you go 100% backwards and do some other things, they selling out, that's not the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a problem.
Right. And Matt Hatter had made a good point about how some people think that just because you're getting played on a secular channel, that you're selling out. For instance, the Trip Lee video on 106 and Park. I don't actually think that's a sellout. I mean, that's something. I mean, he opened up a platform for.
And that's what Matt Hatter said. He said that's not selling out.
That's not selling out. No. I mean, that's I would say that's being more sold out than selling out.
Now because let's say if Trip Lee started dumbing down his music and not saying God anything in
exactly.
God, and BET said, hey, if you put this on, we'll play it if you spit this, and we actually had that conversation with Richie Righteous. Somebody was like, we all heard the song "Who You What's Represent."
Whatchamacallit had a song and a video out, Humbletip.
Right, Humbletip.
Yeah, and it's like, if you're willing to give up some stuff that you believe in, so that way you can gain some fame, like take Jesus out a little bit.
Right.
Or, you know, just water it down a little bit. Don't be so heavy on Jesus or salvation. You know, use more punchlines, or you know, do this and then we'll sign you to a big, you know, record deal or something like that. You know.
Yeah.
I mean that's true.
So look, Kendrick, is there anything else you want to chime in on that compact on that convo?
I'll take it from more of a day-to-day.
Come on, perspective, I was thinking the same
because
thing.
Everyone that's listening is not in the industry. If somebody at your job directly challenges who you are in Christ in conversation and you say nothing, to me that's a sellout. And the reason I use that example is because firstly, they know it's by how we love one another. And when I say, and I specify, that's what the word says, how we love one another. Not how we love everybody, but how we love each other, man of God to man of God. So firstly, the world is looking at our relationship with each other, which speaks to how bad or how important avoiding division is and all the debates and disputes that we get in on the internet. But, so first, they know it by how we love each other. And then secondly, how we love them, if you will. So, you know, don't condemn. Develop a relationship with your coworkers. Get along with them. I'm not saying you have to go out and get drunk with them, but be able to engage them in conversation about football or about baseball or about, you know, a TV show that was on last night or, you know, something that where there's common ground. And find opportunities, allow the Holy Spirit to guide you in opportunities to minister. If they ask you directly or challenge you directly about the things of God and you do not take a stand, you're being a sellout.
Dope, man.
Be sold out for this God thing. If they challenge you directly, well, I don't even know why you read that Bible, man. That's a bunch of old stories. What you read that mess for? Don't punk out. Tell them, you know what? This is the truth, and it's not the truth because I believe it. It's the truth because it's the truth. It'd be the truth if every human being on this planet thought it was a lie. Yeah. So in being committed to this truth, it's something that I stand for, even in you denying its validity.
Right.
That's being sold out. Being a sellout is, man, I feel how you can see it that way, and not saying nothing. Or just laughing it off and going, get out of here with that. That's being a sellout.
I've had to they do that challenge you directly.
Say that one more time, Kuhim.
I said, I've had to do that at a barbershop recently. This guy said, he was like, why do you believe the Bible? Do you know what King James did to his mother? And do you know that it was written by men? And I was like, yo, it takes more faith for you not to believe in God than it takes for my faith to believe in God. You spend more time and effort to discredit God than it takes for me to believe in Jesus and God, who I believe in. And so he just was like stunned and stunned.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but I try to still go back. The point was not to stun him, but now we talk about it. Every time I go get my hair cut, we talk about it a little bit more and a little bit more. So he had this question for me, and I have an answer for him.
Man, and I just want to say this. I was watching an old school movie. It was called The Fugitive, man. And in this movie, I'm not sure what country they were in, but what they were doing, they were killing all the ministers, all the priests. They were killing them. So what they would do is they would go from town to town. If there was a priest in there, they would go in the chapel, and the chapels was jacked up. You know what I'm saying? And if there was some water in there, if somebody had got baptized, if candles were lit, they'll find out and say, okay, where's the priest at? So what they would do is they would actually take some of the high ranked people it's not Harrison Ford, it was actually Henry Ford. It's an old school movie, like I said. But he would actually check, they would come into town and try to take the big dudes and kill them off until they would say where the priest is. So then the priest was like, man, I was a sellout, man. I watched these people die. I was scared. When it came time for me to defend my faith, I was scared to stand up for what I believed in. You know what I'm saying? He was like, man, other people died off, and I was just, you know, just trying to hide off and be, you know, being a chicken. And basically at the end, one of the main captains that actually captured him at the end, he actually died as a martyr. But he was asking him, why do you believe this, man? This is so dumb. And the guy had actually been hurt by the church. But he was like, the guy basically just gave him a quick answer. He said, look, you trying to kill Jesus by killing all of these priests. But you got to understand, there's a lot more than just us priests that you're seeing right now. Just because you think I'm the last one, know that God is going to send some more people in. And he was like, man, I'm not scared to die. I'm going to live this thing out so that people see that I really believe in what I speak and what I preach, man. And it was a real dope movie. It's an old school movie. That's really all I'll be watching. But he was not going to sell out. He was sold out for God, man. And that's something that we all got to do, bro. Let's keep that up. And check it out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go into this next joint, speaking about somebody that sold out for the kingdom. We got our sister, Heesun Lee. She came out with this joint, Open Your Eyes. Also, check out the interview we did with her. It was real good. She had a lot going on with what God is doing in her life. Mm-hmm. But she just wanted people's eyes to be opened up, man. Mm-hmm. So we pray that your eyes be opened up as you listen to Yada Da King Radio and the King, Jesus Christ. Let's get it in.
On YadaDaKing.com.
Streets, tears falling down her cheek. She looked around and she found she was staring at her feet. She couldn't face the world. She took a breath, closed her eyes. Suicide was on her mind, cause her future made her cry. Where's the pride of a woman? She never had it in her ever since a man played his game, bragging that he'd win her, took her out and gave her dinner, but fed her all these lies. His face was in disguise every time he smiled at her. He cheated with her passion, he played his girl with fashion. She didn't say a word, was scared of his reaction. Instead she took some action, found another man having sex on the side. She had the same game plan. She played a part, working hard to deceive him. But things were getting worse, she knew she had to leave him. Could never please him, she had to look inside. Heard her voice open to her, open up your eyes. A good can hold her hand and understand where she coming from. But now we settle for the cheating and the sex. We fail every test, but we're cheap and God's best. All my ladies who can testify, you're stressing this. Felt your heart breaking head from your past relationships. Felt your hope burn down to the core of your soul. There's no man that's living now that can make yourself whole. Find your self-worth inserted in your mind, we deserve it. A purpose to be proud of who we are, cause we earned it. From working jobs, taking care of families, and we plan to be a new generation that succeeds. We're free from the judging, any woman can succeed. Don't let a man hold you down, look inside. Every stage is a building block, building up your pride. Listen to your heart, open up your eyes. Hold your dreams to the sky. Never let a man tell you how to feel inside. Show the worth of your soul so they'll see you through your eyes. Oh. Only God understands, he's working through your heart. Every scar is a lesson learned to have a fresh start. Love is worth waiting for. You'll find the greatest prize. See the beauty of your soul if you open up your eyes.
What's happening? This your boy, Mr. We Fit, K-Drama, and you checking out Don Christian and Frog on Yada the King Radio.
Gotta be the enemy steady trying to strangle us. Wanna hang with the straight up women of God who stay prayed up. Homie, come and hang with us. They got names for us. Like prayer warriors. The God we trust. The devil can't worry us. I got angels guard on my front door when they lace my flow with some of that angel dust. Ain't afraid of us. When I see the serpent coming, cause I know that his bite is venomous. When he get his things into us, vital parts of the body shut down. They'll be trying to get rid of us. But we'll be victorious if we get busy like Manizzi. Make his praise glorious. Satan will get crushed when we plead the blood of Jesus.
We pray, we pray, we pray. We pray to fall back. Evil spirits and demons who come in legions, fall back. I command you in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm a soldier for my Jehovah. I'm a rider for my Messiah. Fall back. Evil spirits and demons who come in legions, fall back. I command you in the mighty name of Jesus.
In here trying to win, trying not to sin. I used to smoke Joe, drink lots of gin. So much smoke, need oxygen. All about them Benjamins. Then I heard about heaven when I get up in. So I changed my life, gave it all to Christ, and you with two. If you knew what Satan could do to you, give you hell instead of heaven. Going one way, leave out seven. Jack you of your right to be joint heir with Christ. No more walking in light, you out at night with no curfew. For demons that's meaning to take over your soul and hurt you. But oh, how they tremble and shake just like an earthquake. When you confess with your mouth, Lord Jesus is the source of your faith. They must flee, trust me, don't trust he, creator of all things. I sing his praises daily, I heard praise is a weapon. My praise is my artillery, it confuses the enemy and causes them to scatter. Without God, your guns don't matter. Wanna know what soldiers do when it's time to go to battle?
We pray, 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 we pray to fall back. Evil spirits and demons who come in legion, fall back. I command you in the mighty name. I'm a soldier for my Jehovah. I'm a rider for my Messiah. Fall back, evil spirits and demons who come in legion, fall back. I command you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Fall back, Satan, you doing dos mucho. Roaming to and fro, foaming at the mouth like Cujo. Seeking whom you shall devour, creeping like a coward. Bow down to my Lord Jesus, he who has all power in his hands. I rebuke your plans, cast down imaginations. Cast down the spirit of Jezebel and thoughts of fornication. Cast down wicked intentions and feet swift to run to mischief. Homosexuality, lying tongues and blasphemy. But a power invested in me, I speak with authority. Loud through these speakers, case you think about ignoring me. Picture me, the blood of Jesus covering me. The Holy Ghost covering me. While I'm shouting, Satan, you must flee. Hosanna, Messiah, yes, you must shout. I don't need answer. I'm a warrior for my Lord and a foreign tongue speaker. So hear me loud and clear if you can't adjust your speakers. It's hotter, hotter than hot sauce.
Tell them what we do, we pray.
We pray, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray.
So fall back, evil spirits and demons who come in legions. Fall back, I command you in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm a soldier for my Jehovah. I'm a rider for my Messiah. Fall back, evil spirits and demons who come in legions. Fall back, I command you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah. When you roll with the people of God, you get in that good old prayer, you feel me? Check it out. The power of God is displayed. It's your girl, Hotta. Four tongue volume two. When somebody walks up to you, you tell them what you do, baby. We pray.
Yo.
That was We Pray.
Uh-huh.
Off of... What album was that? I'm going to let you plug yourself. Go ahead.
That was our Foreign Tones Volume 2, which really doesn't have anything to do with me besides making the music.
Yeah,
It's all about the kingdom of God.
You produced it.
I'm just saying, it's all about the kingdom, the artists that are doing this for God.
And go cop Foreign Tones Volume 2 right now. That was Hada that was on that specific track.
Called We Pray.
We Pray. Dope female Christian hip-hop artist that goes in.
Originally from...
California.
Oh, California?
Yeah. My bad.
And Q Heem's on there. There's a whole slew of cats, man, that are just repping Christ on
Q
there.
Q Heem goes hard on there. Frog and Toad is on there.
Yep.
There's a lot of West Coast artists that are on there.
There's a lot K-9. Of artists all over there.
K-9 is he a West Coast artist? No, he's not. No.
Willie Will's
on there, yes.
Right. So check it out. This is what we're going to do. Breathe Life Radio, this is the time when we want you to plug...
your show.
That's right.
You're plug having a lot of show. Brain farts today,
I was gonna
guy.
Say I wasn't done. I was going to say something else, but
you
said
pausing.
Something.
You pausing too much. That was too long of a pause.
No, that's...
We're doing radio right now.
Hey, you just thought it was a
we're
pause.
We're doing radio right now. You can't be so doing good. That stuff. You got to be on your toes, buddy. Let's go. Come on, game time.
All right, so
we're not like San Francisco
49ers
right now.
Can you guys plug your show? Let them know how they can hear y'all, man.
Come on, Alex Smith.
Y'all funny.
My bad, man. Q Heem, I love you, buddy. You know,
touchdown,
huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see the score right
now. No,
I see the score.
First down. There wasn't no touchdown.
So look,
we'll just leave it at that.
Can you guys share your guys' information so people can hear about y'all, man?
I didn't say who scored the touchdown. I just said, oh, share our information, BreeLifeRadio.com.
Is that all you got to say?
My bad. Is this the goodbye segment, or we got more to go?
No, we're giving you an opportunity to plug yourselves and let people know.
It's nearing that time, though.
Oh, my bad. Well, back in 1967, in the month of February, mama gave birth to her only son. Oh, wait, that's a long story. I got to do a short story. Hey, y'all, when you get a chance, get the internet, BreatheLifeRadio.com. Make sure you lock us in if you're on Facebook, facebook.com/BreatheLifeRadio. And on top of what we do at BreatheLifeRadio.com, if you ever in your life said that you have a passion for Christian rap, you definitely need to find a way to pick up that body language. It is currently in the store at BreatheLifeRadio.com/store. Soon to be on iTunes, soon to be on... You guys doing CD Baby Q? They about to put it in a whole bunch of places, so it ain't no reason for you to... Even if you can't get to those places, go to BreatheLifeRadio.com/store. In fact, so that y'all know, there's a remix that will be on the press. Not there currently, but keep your ear to the street, to the internet, I should say. There will be a remix to one of the songs on the Body Language CD that will only be available at BreatheLifeRadio.com/store. So that's what's going on with my family, Q Heem. And
also,
if you don't know Christ, you're missing out. And if you do know Christ, step up your game.
Also, just in case if you don't know, if you really didn't know this, that if you have an event, or if you have event or anything, we will come. And Kendra, he hosts your event, and you know what I do. Breathe Life wants to come to your event. So holler at us at what website, Kendrick?
BreatheLifeRadio@gmail.com That's the email. Oh, I'll give that anyway. BreatheLifeRadio@gmail.com Send an email if you're trying to get us booked up for the cook-up. And for my homie,
we'll come to
actually,
your
there
event.
Is something that I did want to say as well on earlier. But for my homie Q, you send an email to what is it, Q? Do I know it off the top of my head? What's the living dream, brother?
You guys said plug.
I know, right? I guess I don't. What's the email, Q? You know it?
Yeah, oh, living the dream.
livingthedreaminfo@gmail.com Shoot the shit. If you want to book Q Heem to Redeem to come out to your event, livingthedreaminfo@gmail.com And I wanted to touch on something real quick. You guys talked about our walk and how we, how you know, whether it's more important that we live this thing or that we say this thing. We are living Bibles. I am the Book of Kindred. You are the Book of Frog. You are the Book of Don Christian. You are the Book of Q Heem. And you know, I say that lightweight.
Hold on, hold on.
But my point is, there is the Book of John, and that was John's walk. There is the Book of Matthew. There is the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's important that people see Christ in us. I think it was Truth that wrote the song. If the Bible was rewritten and the writers put me in it, I wonder how my life would read. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely most important that your life reflects this thing more so than the words coming out of your mouth.
Okay. Real quick, I might have to... So if you guys see me run out of here and like leave, that means I'm rushing my wife to the hospital to have the baby.
Oh, okay.
So I'm getting some news right now, some messages that
so he
might
should,
have to go.
He should go right now, right? I can hold down the sofa.
She's letting me know whether or not I have
go,
to or not.
Go.
Yeah, Frog, go so you don't. Because, look, Frog be having a lot of problems when it comes to rushing.
What are you talking about?
Like, when it came to rushing, he might have had -3 yards when he played football.
Whoa!
Oh, man.
Wow!
So, anyways, Frog, man, feel free. You at liberty to leave.
She's going
to
let me know.
Yes.
She says she's cool right now, but, you know, she's just letting me
know. She's having major contractions.
She's just telling me how far apart the contractions are. All right,
put, you know what I'm saying? Just put her first, man. Go make sure she's good.
I'm not putting her first.
Oh,
Jesus. I mean, I'm not putting her first.
Dang, y'all heard that on the podcast,
wow.
Man. So, look.
You guys are haters,
This
man.
Is what happens. Oh man, look, we had a great time with Breathe Life Radio, chopping it up, man, getting it in. Hey, it's hilarious, but yeah, we my guy Frog is expecting his fifth child,
number five.
Yeah, man, it's always exciting.
The Jackson 5.
You might actually get to speed to the hospital. I was hoping that would happen with me, but it didn't happen.
Hey, man, can anybody spell prophylactic? I'm just curious.
What?
Nah, I can't. I'm not even gonna try that joint. But I can spell.
I'm kidding, fam. Hey, I want to say this real quick before I forget. This situation, what we're doing right now, is significant, and the kingdom needs to be paying attention. Faith-based entertainment needs to be paying attention. This is a radio show that has another radio show as guests. This is kingdom. This is not competition. This is not we are better than them. This is not I need more listeners than you. This is a radio show that has said you. My homegirl Priya just spelled prophylactic in the chat room. That's funny. This is a kingdom show that is about kingdom business that is saying, look, you are doing the same thing we're doing, and it's about promoting Christ. So I'm hoping that Christian rappers and their camps and teams are paying attention. I'm hoping promoters in this kingdom thing are paying attention. It's one body. It's one Christ, y'all. It is not about being competitive and battling each other. It's not East Coast versus West Coast. It's not Down South versus Midwest. It is the kingdom. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mad shout out to Yada Dai King for having us on the show. Mad shout outs from both Q Heem and myself, and you just heard it. Yo, this is Kingdom, man. Thank you so much.
Man, thank y'all, problem. Man. We got to jump into this song with Jacob Israel called Cry Out on Yada.Dot King Radio. Let's
get
it in.
Let's get it in.
Gotta keep your head up. Running the race, let's set oh, it's gonna be alright.
What's up, ATP?
Be okay, just pray and happy.
I see you, hello, baby.
Chill,
gotta work it out. Gotta pull it with me on this one right here.
Chill,
baby,
come on.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be okay.
Just pray and happy.
Come on,
that's right.
Gotta work it out.
Gotta pull it with it out.
Chill,
hard, bear fruit.
Come on,
faith and cry out.
Let's get it. Kitchen starting to sweat, cause America's in debt. But they better seek all because it's not over yet. Trying times for a firm believer. Great time to seek the Lord before the Grand Reaper. Yeshua the peacekeeper. Americans closing their bank accounts in large amounts, but no riches stored in heaven yet on his account.
Matthew 6:19,
got a brother on the grind. Gotta get what's mine. I know we facing hard times.
Cause when the music don't sell and my downloads fail, I pray that my lyrics save a dope word from hell.
Or a stripper on the pole trying to pay her tuition. I know this ain't the norm, but I hope that they listen.
So I cry out for a generation who'd rather hear young G's move a pound of Haitian. But I won't stop until my voice gone, or when the feds snatch the plug from my microphone. And that's
it's
real.
It's gonna be alright.
Yeah.
It's gonna
come
be okay.
Yeah.
Just pray
it's
and
gonna
have
be okay.
Faith. Cry out to
Yahweh.
Yeah. Yeah. He's gonna
yeah.
work it out.
He's
gotta
work
it out.
Work it out.
He's gotta work
hard,
it out.
Fruit. Yeah.
Have faith and cry
yeah.
out.
For
it's
yeah.
gonna be alright.
It's, okay.
it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Just pray and have faith. Cry out to Yahweh.
Yeah.
He's gonna work it out.
Gotta
put
it,
wait
it
out.
Gotta
hard, bear fruit.
Yeah.
Have faith and cry out.
Cry out, cry out.
Hope that I'm getting through. Hope I'm scratching the surface. It's all worthless. Even that Maybach that you purchased. Don't put your trust in things. One day it's gonna be waste. Better yet, come get a taste of the God who made outer space. Oh yes, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Find rest in the God, man, who we call Christ.
Yeshua HaMashiach, the son of El Yahweh.
You've been doing it your way. Won't you do it his way?
He won't let you down like the stocks at NASDAQ.
And he don't care about the styles of clothes on your back.
He want true worship
from a real people, from the streets to the church. If you're hard or feeble,
it's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
Okay. It's gonna
just
be okay.
Just pray and have faith.
Cry out
to
Yahweh.
He's
gonna
work
it out.
He's
gonna
work it out.
He's gonna
work it out.
He's gonna work it out.
Just put
him in
the ground.
Yeah.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be alright.
Just pray and have faith.
Cry out to Yahweh.
Come on.
He's gonna work it out.
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 America the beautiful is facing so much pain. She used to the sunshine, don't know about the rain. Spoiled by her riches, worshiping idols. False doctrine, man, this stuff is so vital. God bless America, but what about God? Following the laws have become so odd. I ain't talking about the laws of the legislation. I'm talking about the laws of a God who's waiting on the return of a son who was lost in the wild, with arms open wide, just waiting on his child. Repent from your sins and listen to my speech. God's got your back, he can ease that grief.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be
alright.
It's gonna be
okay.
It's gonna
just
be
pray
okay.
And have faith.
He
cry out
he
to
see,
Yahweh.
He see you.
He's gonna work it out.
He
gotta put it, wait it out.
Come on.
Do your part,
come on.
Bear fruit.
Come on.
Have faith and cry out.
It's gonna
be
alright.
It's gonna
be okay.
Just pray
it's
and have faith.
Okay.
Cry out
he's
to
gonna
Yahweh.
Work it out.
He's gonna work it out.
Gotta
put it, wait
it out.
Do your part, bear fruit. Have faith and cry out.
Chill. Come on. Chill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Romans 8:28, baby.
And we know that in all things works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose and will.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, okay, okay. Okay.
Hey, West Coast, what's happening? It's your boy Chino Life, man, at Trail Pounder. You are now listening to Yada.Dot King Radio with your boy Don Christian and Frog. Make sure you keep it locked, baby.
Let's go. Let's go. When I turn my life up, my identity is crisis. I'm mapped off the 13 letters, I'm righteous. My kingdom people gon' like this. The metamorphosis got me cleaner than your ISIS. Illumination is an everyday process. All world redeemed with Jesus in the cockpit. From meek and milk behind the glory. The moment of truth, open the book and find the story. Rewind the incredible walk, and I speak the body language, it's an edible talk. Cause he rocked the cross and these nails. Real talk after the music, stop rebel. Jehovah, dose your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah, dose your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah, dose me, know you really won't do. 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 Jehovah, dose me, know you really won't do.
hear the sound, now it's time to stand out. This is kingdom business, so I brung the band out. Man down in the fight of my life, my hero, incredible, we gotta be Christ. Still standing here with no bandage, the gospel was put on your brain with no danger. And when I show that life with a bold white life, I'ma glow like Christ. Live my life by the stereo system. When I turn up the volume, they staring and listening. And when you people miss niggas and I dies, cause of Christ in their life, the speakers and I buy.
Jehovah Delta, your iPod to Jehovah Delta, get close to my God. Jehovah Delta, your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah Delta, me know you really want to. 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 Jehovah Delta, me know you really want to.
So when you drop the kid off, I'm aiming with the gospel to pop they lid up. I rock with Kid Moss, DJ B.A. Speaking body language when he say, we say. Replay the dope, stop the doc on D.J. Off the top rope like Nacho Libre. I preach life like DJ Wado. With the ham sandwich on your DJ table. Hold to your life through the holy culture. Earth and rebirth with Jehovah Delta. Ain't no secular checking the boys hot. And I'm after the anthem, secular boy guy.
Come on, what are you listening to? You have 5 seconds to sync and download your iPod. You heard the name?
Jehovah Delta, me know you really want to.
Time to be proactive.
Jehovah Delta, me know you really want to.
Guard your eyes.
Me know you really want to.
Guard your ears.
Jehovah Delta, me know you really want to.
And watch your mouth.
Jehovah Delta, me know you really want to. Jehovah Delta, me know you really want to.
It's the rage against the machine.
Jehovah Delta, me know you really want to.
Come on.
Jehovah Delta, me know you really want to.
Let's go.
Jehovah Delta, your iPod to Jehovah Delta, get close to my God. Jehovah Delta, your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah Delta, me know you really want to. 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 Jehovah Delta, me know you really want to.
Yeah. Hey. Can I keep it real? Go, 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 go to church, go to church, go to church, go to church. Yes, that was the homie Q Heem. You know, I'm taking him to church.
Glory, hallelujah.
Praise God, that's what we do. And, you know, I can't have Q Heem on the show without playing one of his joints. We have Breathe Life Radio hosts.
Like, and I've said this all the time.
Kendrick and Q Heem.
That song is the most played song on the Yada Da King radio show.
I think that might be Jehovah my favorite Dose. Song of the year, bro.
Jehovah Dose.
It just gets you pumped up every time you hear it. You know what I'm saying? You just want to go hard for the king.
Like, on the South.com, when they reviewed his album, they said that the one word that can describe that song is adrenaline.
Rush.
Yes. No, that's two words. Adrenaline.
Rush.
One word.
Well, I'm saying one word is rush. So what are you going to say about that, Frog? Sorry, I'm just playing, man. We just chilling. Yada Da King Radio. We had a good convo today about what?
We had a good convo about sell out or sold out. Out.
And any last things you want to say?
Breathe Life Radio. Mm-hmm. Any last things you got to say? Man, like I said before, man, do not give up your morals. And like the website said, selling out is giving up your morals or anything that you believe in just for personal gain. I would say this, man. Be sold out in not just what you say, but also what you do for Christ. Because what you do for Christ is really what matters the most. Amen.
Good stuff, bro. What you do for Christ is what really matters the most.
Mm-hmm. And you can do a lot of yapping and not any doing, but you're not being effective in anything. It doesn't mean anything.
So don't sell out. Be sold out for Christ, man. Mm-hmm. And if you sold out for Christ before they give you the money, you won't sell out. You know what I'm saying? And we're not just talking about artists, but just anything in your walk with God, man. Do not sell out, because the devil is going to try to give you any and everything. He tried to sell out Jesus. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
And when they were
you talking about Judas?
No, Jesus.
Oh, what? Who?
The devil tried to sell out Jesus. Right?
Yeah.
He took him to the top.
I thought you said something else. My bad.
When he was at the top of the mountain, and Jesus just was fasting. Mm-hmm. He was like, turn this bread into this, And he was like, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God.
Chapter 4, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes.
He also said, well, you know, throw yourself off this cliff. You know what I'm saying? The angels will make sure that nothing happens to you. And you'll be good, right?
Right.
And then he said, look, you shall not test the Lord your God. And the last thing that the devil said, look, I'm going to give you everything you want, bro. Everything your flesh can desire. I will let you be kings of these kingdoms. I'll give you all the money. You know, he was basically showing them everything that he would give them. And Jesus was sold out with his relationship with his father, so he didn't sell out when the enemy tried to give him something, man. So we got to be sold out, bro. That means right. on fire for God and obeying his voice only and not our fleshly desires. Because there's many desires that we have, right, Frog?
Yeah.
That if somebody comes and gives us some money, and if we're not in a right connection with God, we might just go do it. Right? So that's why it's important to have our relationship in tip-top shape with the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords.
It's like,
and his name is Jesus Christ. So we out of that king, you dig?
Yeah.
You out of the king.
Oh, I was going to say something. Are we into this?
No, go ahead. Say what you got to say, boss.
Nah, it's okay.
You sure?
Yeah. We said it already.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
Did you just end the show?
No, I was just saying we lift his name, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, and I said it again. We out of that king, and then I was like, we out of the king.
I always gotta keep my praise unique.
That's right. So check it out, man. Frog is ready to go, I guess. It's your boy, Don Christian.
Oh, and this is your boy, Frog. How many times have I done that?
Too many. But we are Yada That King Radio.
It's your boy, Frog. Just keep it in. Yada That King Radio. Life. Keep it 100. I gotta, life.
I gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yada That King. Shabakta. King. I Yada That King. I Yada That King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we Yada.